And it says, and they crucified him and parted his garments, casting lots. There's a reason that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophet. That's David, King David. They parted my garments among them, and upon my vesture they did cast lots. By the way, when you study through the scripture, the first time we have a picture of this hill, it's Mount Moriah. And it is in Genesis chapter 22, when God tells Abraham, take thine son, thine only son, whom thou lovest. It's the first time the word love is in the Bible. Take him to a place that I will tell thee of. And it says, Abraham took Isaac, he went to worship. First time the word worship is in the Bible. And when they get to the hill and they leave the servants behind, and it's just the father and the son, and Abraham's heart is broken, Isaac says, Father, behold the fire, the wood, where's the lamb? First time the word lamb is used in the Bible. And Abraham says, God will provide himself a lamb. Not for himself. God will provide himself a lamb. First time lamb is used in the Bible. Isn't that interesting? First time the word lamb is used in the New Testament. It's not in Matthew, it's not in Mark, it's not in Luke, it's in John. And the first time it's used answers the question of the first time it's used in the Bible, where is the lamb? First time the word lamb is used in the New Testament, John the Baptist points his finger and says, behold the lamb that taketh away the sin of the world. The first picture we have of this place, Moriah, and you would do sacrifice at the top. You know, you have the Temple Mount in Jerusalem today, and on that slope of Moriah, the Temple Mount, but that was not where Abraham offered Isaac. The Muslims believe now under the Dome of the Rock is where Abraham offered Ishmael. But he would have been offered at the top of the mountain. That's Calvary, Golgotha, Mount Moriah. In fact, God said, in the Mount of the Lord it shall be seen. And Genesis 22 gives us the perspective of the Father's heart. What was it like for Abraham? Leave the servants behind. Take his only son, whom he loved. It tells us in Hebrews that Abraham believed it was, if it was necessary, God could raise him from the dead. He believed it was necessary God could raise him from the ashes, because he laid him on the wood to burn him as a burnt offering. What was it like for Abraham to raise his arm with the knife in his hand? The only one who knew what that was like at that moment was God the Father in heaven. Because his son had been offered before the foundation of the world. And if you want a sense of the Father's chemistry in the crucifixion, you go to Genesis 22 and you watch Abraham.